Good morning and welcome once again to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday the 2nd of February, a snowy Saturday the 2nd of February. I've got a fair bit of snow down where I am, so hopefully your day and weekend is not too disrupted. Unfortunately, it has once again disrupted the horses, another two meetings cancelled, bit of all weather left and a meeting at Sandown, but just nothing that ticks all the boxes again. Just one of those things at the minute. We've got to get through this weather period. So there's no horse today, and it's unlikely that there'll be a horse tomorrow. I had a quick look already at tomorrow's and looking doubtful, but we'll leave that for tomorrow's podcast, see what happens. In the Gulf, Hunan sitting in about eighth place, another three under par yesterday. So I'm just sitting there. I'm still quite confident he's going to be in the mix at the end, so I'm hoping that moving this evening starts to shorten that price up and get a chance to trade. So I'll be keeping an eye on that through tonight. And if he does sort of happen to get going and get it down near single figures in price, then I will be looking to trade that one. Putnam had a bit of a nightmare round and he's gone. So given a point away there. So it'd be nice if Hunan can trade and turn that into a positive. Got to remember, these are big prices that we're looking at, so not every one of them is going to go out the blocks, but you only need a fewer season to get some good returns. Some quick mentions then. I mentioned Southend on Thursday, that's still going. I've got an away team, Yeovil away to Stevenage today. Yeovil currently 2.94. I have them shorter than that. And you can play these either way. You could either back Yeovil or you can lay Stevenage. Last week in Scotland, the away teams slipped up. I don't think they lost, I think they all drew, and obviously the lay and the home team option would have been profitable. So Stevenage are 2.7 to lay if you want to go down that road. In the Premier League, Palace, I like the look of Palace against Fulham. I had the odds on, they're currently even money. Fulham did have a great comeback the other night, and are fighting for their lives, but I'm going to have a small interest in Palace today. I think Palace are going to claw themselves out of it, and they've got Batshuayi up front. So yeah, I'm thinking they should be too strong for Fulham today, and at the price I'm going to have a little interest in Palace. I've got a shorty for those of you who like short ones. Bury at home to Crawley in League Two, currently 1.49. So that one's worth a bit of interest if you like short prices. Bury should have too much for Crawley today, and I have them again much shorter than that. And going back to the Spurs, Spurs are 1.45 to lay today. I still think they're a later back. Still don't know what team they're going to play. Newcastle fresh off the win against Man City. Benitez notoriously going to come, and whilst they don't win games away, they make themselves hard to beat. I just think at some stage in the afternoon, it's a 12:30 kickoff, Tottenham are going to trade higher. People ask how I play that. Obviously, the Watford game, Watford took the lead, it's straight in and get your money out. So exactly the same if Newcastle happen to take the lead, get your money out. If not, then look to sort of, if it's nil 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 30 minutes to half time, that's when you can start to remove your liability and look to get a bit of green. Certainly if it gets to nil nil at half time, you'll be able to green up. Tottenham have struggled past Watford, they've struggled past Fulham. He's hinting at resting Son. These players are not the first team top squad, and they're having to play every 3 days at the minute, so I just can't see them coming out and blowing Newcastle away. They may well win, but I think it's going to be a bit of a tough battle. So I can't see, at the risk of 0.45 of a point, that it's not worth a back to lay. I'm sure I'll be able to get my money out at some stage. On to the trades, and the trades are starting in Bundesliga 2 at 12 o'clock. Heidenheim versus Dynamo Dresden. I'm going to be looking to back the over 1.5 goals. Usual format after sort of 20 minutes, dripping the stake in 20 to 35 minutes. And if a goal goes in, I'll be removing my liability on the unders. I had the over 1.5 priced a good 20% less than it's currently available, so I think I've got a nice bit of value in the price here pre-kickoff. So we'll just let that price get up to a nice backable number and get involved. Again, Bundesliga 2, amazing profile games. I had the over 2.5 favourite. It's sitting there only just. I had it much shorter than it is, so it's in the 2:30 at Bundesliga. Hertha Berlin versus Wolfsburg. I'm going to be backing over 2.5 goals, and I'll let the game kick off sort of the first 5 minutes again. Hopefully not an early goal, and then I will drip my stake in over that sort of 5 minutes to 18 minute period, backing over 2.5 goals. And again, I'll remove liability when a goal goes in. I'm fairly confident in that one that we should see some goals, and yeah, so that'll be the play there, the over 2.5 in Hertha Berlin versus Wolfsburg. And in the Eredivisie in the evening at 5:30 kickoff, Vitesse are playing Heerenveen, and I will be trading the first half goal late on again. So the second part of the first half, sort of 25 minutes onwards, if it's still 0-0, I'll be backing over 0.5 first half goals. Again, you know, between sort of 25 and 30, 32 minutes, dripping a stake in, dripping three bets in over that period. Obviously, if we get a goal, that one's one and done, and you don't need to worry. So that's the action for today. We have got the golf leave as it is. Keep an eye on it tonight. There isn't any horse. We've got Southend, Yeovil away to Stevenage, Palace home to Fulham, Bury as your shorty against Crawley, Spurs as a lay to back, and then the three trades we've got are Heidenheim versus Dresden over 1.5 goals after sort of 20 minutes, Hertha Berlin versus Wolfsburg over 2.5 goals, sort of from 5 minutes through to 15, 18 minutes. And in the second part of the first half, if it's 0-0, Vitesse versus Heerenveen in the first half goal. That's all I've got for today. I've got a busy day myself, so I'm going to leave it there. And good luck with those, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.